Today's Q106 Storytellers Jam 27 presented by Settlers Bank. It's time for another one.
Mystery artist number two, how you doing?
Good morning. I'm doing great.
Okay, so our boss puts a voice changer on, so we don't know what it is that you sound like. Are you a guy or a gal?
Can I tell you that? Am I allowed to tell you that?
That's really up to you.
See, I guess.
Sometimes the boss says, we might be talking to your guitar tech. We don't even know if it really is
or your
you.
Bus driver.
Or your bus driver.
Yeah. I could be the manager right now.
Yeah.
I know.
I'm a girl. How about that?
You're a girl.
Okay.
And you have a very thick southern accent, so I'm going to guess you are not from California.
Or from Wisconsin.
Or Canadian. There's a number of Canadian country artists.
That's true.
Okay.
You never know. I mean, I could be putting this accent on right now.
Oh, darn. Yeah, you actually could be. That's a good point.
She's already all into this.
Also,
she loves being a mystery artist, doesn't she?
Sheesh.
You're a bit of a firecracker.
Yes. Will this be your first time performing at today's Q106 Storytellers Jam?
It's going to be my first time playing.
Okay.
I can't wait to see who the other mystery artists are.
Oh, they haven't even told you. Wow, that is mysterious.
No, I mean, it's a mystery.
I love it.
All right. So, do you play any instruments?
Play a couple
of them.
I'm scared to talk too much.
We're supposed to try to get words out of you, yes. And we're having a hard time. We can't even do that.
This is hard.
Well, tell us a memory of learning to play one of those instruments.
Okay, I started playing guitar at 11. My daddy taught me a few chords, and started writing songs right after that. And, my daddy, he would play Glen Campbell, everything like that, sitting in the living room, and those are the things I kind of grew up on, and, man, it just runs in my blood. I wish I could tell y'all my story right now, but I can't.
I guess we'll have to wait till you're on stage, because that's what Storytellers Jam's all about.
That's great.
Yeah, I have to wait. I have to wait till March 8th.
Okay. Are you more, like when you're performing, are you dressed in a dress, or would you be more in jeans?
You are not going to see me in a dress.
Oh, wow. Oh, no. That was a firm answer, too. That wasn't in between. That was firm.
I like this. This is too much fun.
Oh, mystery artist, have you ever been to Wisconsin?
I have, and y'all have the best cheese.
Did you have both deep fried and regular cheese curds?
Absolutely. I had every kind of cheese you could think of.
Okay. I like that. I like you.
Good.
I like your style.
Let's try to get one more bit of info out of mystery artist. Jackson has a lot of tattoos. I have zero tattoos. What about you?
I have zero.
Oh,
no tattoos.
See, that's rare to find someone with zero tattoos nowadays. It seems everybody and their mom has at least one.
Well, people think I have zero tattoos.
Oh my gosh, she is so mysterious.
Wow, that's a good answer.
I'm just saying, I don't have any at all.
Oh, okay. So you and I have that in common. Okay, zero tattoos.
No tattoos, but never wear a dress. Okay. Has been in Wisconsin, has never been at today's Q106 Storytellers Jam.
Learned to play instruments at a young age with songwriting.
Plays guitar.
Yeah, cool.
Okay, so we're getting some good. Do you have any pets?
At home, in my hometown, I do. I do not in Nashville because I'm on the road so much. I can't take care of them the way that I'd like to. So.
Okay.
I can't wait. One day I'm going to have me a big old farm. I'm going to have horses and dogs and pigs, everything you can think of.
All right. Well, we're excited to meet you. And I can't wait to see which mysterious artist this is. Because you sound like a lot of fun, too.
Yeah, I'm excited about this. I'm really excited. You might be one of the funnest ones we've ever had.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's going to be good.
Hey, do you have any questions for Jackson and I while we have you on the phone?
No, I mean, have y'all done any of the other mystery artist calls?
One.
Yeah,
we've talked to one, claims to be a fella. Now, here's a couple hints that you might be able to work with. Wears ball caps, likes to hunt and fish. So I think it kind of narrows it down.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, it narrows it down, right?
Every boy in Nashville.
Yeah.
Oh, this is great. Well, we can't wait to see you and meet you in person on March 8th.
It's going to be great.
Thank you, mysterious artist.
I appreciate y'all.